You should close your eyes and take a deep breath. Breathe in and out from your heart and just rest in. And as you're resting in, whether you're sitting in the room alone or with other people in your community, just know you are part of the whole. I want to invite you to drop into your heart. Invite your mind to slide down through your nasal cavity, the top of your throat, the base of your throat, right down into the very center of your heart. And as you settle into the very center of your heart and take a deep breath there, you've landed in the great heart. This connects you to your soul, to the unified field, and this is where we're all connected. Take another deep, full breath. I want to invite you to bring some of your gifts to the forefront, whether you just invite your archetypes in or specific gifts, but you've got superpowers with you. Yes, you're a hero or heroine, and you're surrounded, and you're well, you've got tools and gifts. And I want to invite you to see yourself, feel yourself as if there's this beautiful wheel and we're all different spokes of the wheel, all connected to the center hub, which is the divine, which is the unified field, which is the great heart. And take a deep full breath. And want to invite you to see yourself, to feel yourself connected to the whole, but with all your brothers and sisters that you know, that you sense, and that you don't even know yet, but you know are there. There's many others, authentic leaders, learning how to lead themselves better. So we can all shift the collective. Every little choice that you make, every time you use your gifts, every time you catch yourself in a pattern and you step out of it, you're shifting the whole. You're leading with emergence. Take a deep, full breath. And see and feel yourself totally connected to your current vision that you connected with earlier. Your current vision for yourself, for what you're taking a stand for in the world. Totally, completely connected to it. Just really feel it. And if you're more visual, see it. And if you're more symbolic, you have a symbol for it. And notice around you all the other spokes in the wheel, all the other threads in the tapestry, all the other amazing beings, all collectively working on their own vision, and notice how they all complement each other, all these visions, as long as they're connected to the whole, to the center, to the hub, to the heart, to the field. This is where all possibilities are. You are not alone. You are part of the one. And you are part of the whole. And we all are. And we will do this together. We're doing it together. Have that sense, that feeling. if you are connected into such a great movement, and all you have to do is stay connected to your vision for yourself, for your life, for your mission in the world, and keep moving that forward with your gifts, along with everyone else, you will never be singled out. Because being part of the whole, you can't be singled out. A new paradigm is emerging, and you're a huge part of that paradigm by taking care of what's in your own sphere to take care of. Take a deep, full breath, staying plugged into the great heart and holding your vision all at the same time, and feeling and choosing to feel and sense being part of a greater collective vision where everyone is self-aware. Everyone's connected to their gifts. Everyone's leading their own lives so well that no one has to put themselves out in front, because we're all out in front. And tune in to what's one inspired action that you could take to support yourself in remembering that you are part of the whole. You will never be alone. You're part of a greater team than you could ever have imagined. What's one inspired action you can take to support yourself in that daily remembrance, so that you are willing to show up and shine with all you've got? And whatever that is, write that down. You can just put that somewhere on your worksheet. And make sure you keep that front and center. And come back and to listen to this as many times as you need to.